There are many Norfolk and Norwich people who have welcomed Ukrainian refugees into their homes and their hearts. We hear much of the good work being done by agencies in our county, but little of the stories of the brave refugees who are trying to forge new lives for themselves here. Karen Buchanan reads the story of one woman struggling to give her six-year-old daughter hope.
A military plane flew low over the Norfolk village. Six-year-old Irina threw herself under the kitchen table. Her mother, Alexandra Zinovieva, froze in terror and then burst into tears. Even in the safety of beautiful Burr Apton near Loddon, the mother and daughter cannot completely escape the war which has engulfed their home country. "I was crying and shaking. I couldn't control myself," said the 37-year-old Ukrainian ballerina. A year ago, she was living with her husband and daughter and had just launched a ballet school in her home city of Odessa. Today, she's once again setting up ballet classes, but in Norfolk. They found refuge in a roomy, rambling, rural 17th century home, a far cry from the 12th floor one-bedroom flat where Alexandra watched as the missiles rained down on her beloved Odessa. At night, they did camped to the basement car park of their apartment block. "We were lucky. We had a car so we could sleep there. Some people slept on the ground," says Alexandra. The horror and disbelief of seeing their life transformed in hours from the normality of work and home, family and friends, to death and chaos is still hard to process. "I'll never forget the day it started. I woke up, my husband was gone. I started calling him and he said, 'It's the war starting.' They had to close the ballet school because the risk to their young pupils was too great. Alexandra and her friend, business partner and fellow ballerina Alina, went to help at a crisis centre sorting clothes and medicines. During every air raid at the centre and at home, they cowered in basements. As missiles fired from Russian warships slammed into the port city, Alexandra was desperate to get Irina to safety. Mother and daughter joined the flood of refugees out of Ukraine, travelling to Romania, but Yuri had to stay behind, and also Alexandra's mother, now ill herself, stayed too to care for her own 82-year-old mother, who couldn't travel. In Romania, Alexandra was safe but traumatised. 'For the first month, I just read the news on my phone and cried. I started smoking again after 17 years. I was living in the house with other women. We'd drink and cry and talk about the war. Then my daughter asked me to stop because it was bad for me. So Alexandra, a gifted teacher and dancer, began looking for work. She'd begun ballet aged 4 and went on to dance in theatres and troupes around the world. She worked in China, Japan, Malaysia and the Philippines, as well as on cruise ships, where she met her husband Yuri, also a dancer. They married 10 years ago and loved their years of travelling and dancing, returning to Odessa when Irina was a baby. Yuri had found work creating cartoons. Alexandra began teaching ballet in the government ballet school. Last September, she and Alina launched their own school. The pupils are now scattered all across Europe in Bulgaria, Germany, Italy, Romania, some still in Ukraine, but the studio is empty and 6,500 miles away. Alexandra is researching village halls and dance studios. She's already been taken on to teach ballet and contemporary dance classes at the Garage in Norwich, and she's now going to be setting up sessions for children and adults of all ages and any or no experience in Burr Apton Village Hall, also in Poringland Community Centre and a studio in Bungay. She also hopes to be able to teach classes in Trouse and Loddon and is searching for somewhere she can give free lessons to fellow Ukrainians. While in Romania, she found a job teaching at the leading ballet school in Bucharest. Then a Ukrainian friend who's lived at Philby near Acol for several years suggested that she come to Norfolk. She'd never been to Britain before, but she was matched with Christopher and Liz Maynell via a website their son had set up for his church. After weeks of waiting for visas and a dash back to Odessa to see her husband and loved ones, they arrived in the county. As they were shown around their new home, Irina fixated on the cellar. She said, "Mum, it's a good place for when the war comes here. We can hide in here." Christopher and Liz are retired. Their two sons are grown up, although one lives next door. They've quickly adapted to the guests, and the four of them eat together every day. Everyone has been so kind, says Alexandra. I'm so grateful to everyone. I've never, ever lived in a house like this. I said to my husband, it's so cool. It's like living in a museum. At first, they didn't allow me to wash the dishes, and I thought, maybe they thought I wouldn't do it well. But when I asked, they said it was because I was a guest. And I said, no, I must help with everything. I'm family. For Arena, the very best thing about Norfolk so far is Hey Arnold, Christopher and Liz's Norfolk Terrier. She always wanted a dog or a cat, but we lived on the 12th floor, says Alexandra. Alexandra is adamant she wants to work and earn a wage and pay her way. We've not come here to ask for anything or just to sit and wait. We want to work, she says. We're working in factories. We're working as cleaners. We're not here for a good life. We're here because of war. We're good people. We're strong. And we just really need help right now. To find out about joining one of Alexandra's classes or to offer a hall where she can give free classes to fellow Ukrainians unable to pay, you can contact her at alexandra.zin@yahoo.com. That's alexandra.zin@yahoo.com.
Thank you, Karen. Now we go back to the news, and here's David again.